Gracious God of heavenly loving Father, eternal God, we thank you and praise you for this blessed opportunity that has given us to come together to study from thy word. As we continue on the topic of the New Testament, please we pray that the truth may go deep down in our heart so that we may live a victorious Christian life for your glory. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus Christ's precious name, we pray. We are continuing our study on the topic of the New Testament priesthood. Today is the last day of my series. Thank you so much for your prayers, for your perseverance. Thanks to the elders of the assembly for this opportunity. I'm running way behind on my subject. So for the rest of the portion, I'll be going through the outline part of that for the most part. Then so that we can cover all of that. For the benefit of those who are here for the first time, I want to take a minute to go through the outline part of that. Then after that, we will come to the subject. At least I wanted to read those passages. That is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4, 5, and verse 9. Let's read that first. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourself, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 9, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. May God continue to bless us with these verses. When we go through these two portions, it is very clear that God blessed us with two great possessions. Number one, holy priesthood. Number two, royal priesthood. And the immediate job responsibility is also given there. For royal priesthood, to proclaim the excellencies of God. To proclaim the excellencies of God. We are standing before man on behalf of God to proclaim the excellencies of God. It is all about service. It is all about witnessing. When we come to the verse 5, there we can see that holy priesthood, that is to offer spiritual sacrifices. It is all about worship. When we go through the pages of New Testament, we can see that there are five different sacrifices mentioned in the New Testament. And we have covered four of that. Really quickly, we will go through that one more time. Number one, present yourself. Present yourself. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. This is a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Do not conform to this world, but to transform our mind. That demands our soul, our body, and our mind. Number 2, praise to God. Praise to God. That is a sacrifice. Fruit of lips that acknowledge the name of God. That is a sacrifice. Number 3, do good work. Do good works. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. There we read that do not neglect to do good. Such sacrifice is pleasing to God. In order to be saved, we have not done anything. The goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared. He saved us. Not because of any good works we have done. It is because of the mercy. It is because of the mercy. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Number 4, same verse, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, where we read that, do not neglect to share what you have. Such sacrifice are pleasing to God. We are coming to the fifth one. Then after that, we will go to the duties and responsibilities as a royal priesthood. Number 5, bring offering. We don't see this expression quite often in the New Testament. In fact, we can see that one more time in the New Testament, that is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. We will come to that in a minute. Why Paul used this word here? What is the meaning behind that? Then after that, we will come here. The first occurrence of this word we can see in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 35. Right after God changed the name of Jacob to Israel. He offered a drink offering. Then after that, we can see in the book of Exodus, then in the book of Numbers. When we go through these passages, it is very clear that they have used wine as part of their offering. When they pour wine on the altar, the fire will consume that wine so quickly, and as a result of that, it will bring forth a sweet smell aroma. And Paul is used exactly the same expression here. Though there is no connection between the Old Testament drink offering and the drink offering mentioned here, we can see conceptually there are some connections here. For example, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, there we can see that Paul is coming to the end of his life, last moments of his life, and he's saying that my time of departure is at hand. The time of departure has come. I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. What a great satisfaction. At the end of his life, I've already been poured out my life as a drink offering. My departure has come. But he's saying that throughout my life, nothing held back. Everything, my life itself, I poured out as a drink offering. I'm pretty sure that will bring forth sweet smell aroma. It is absolutely true. Even after many, many centuries, we can feel that aroma. Feel that aroma. Let's read this verse, Philippians chapter 2, verse 17. Then we read like this. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Your faith, that itself is a sacrificial offering. You're going through many difficult situations. Your faith itself is a sacrificial offering. And I'm glad and I'm rejoiced with you to offer my life as a drink offering at the top of that. And I'm sure that will bring forth sweet smell aroma. I'm truly blessed. I'm so thankful for the ministers of the word in this assembly.
Yeah, absolutely.
They spend hours and hours behind the word. You know what is that for? To strengthen my faith. To strengthen your faith. That is a drink. You may ask, what that means is every priest is supposed to preach. Is that how it is? Absolutely not. Ephesians chapter 4 doesn't demand that. I got this quote from alexgurian.org. Thank you so much. I like that statement. Priesthood of all believers doesn't mean that preachhood of all believers. But there are many avenues we can see to offer drink offering. Sunday school is one option. Sisters group, youth group. VBS is a really, really good example for us to understand. 6 months of planning and preparation. What is that for? 3 days of performance. Is that how it is? Last couple of years, my daughter Joey was part of the VBS, so I know a little bit of temperature. They spent so much of sacrificial time behind this VBS. What is that for? To strengthen someone's faith. We can see the sweet smell aroma. Two lives came to the Lord last year. That is the sweet smell aroma. Drink. It is our responsibility to touch someone's life. Let's move forward. Let's move forward. Those who are working behind the scene, this morning also we read that words. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I know that many dear ones are working behind the scenes. Your labor is not in vain. Let's move forward. The next one. We are going to the second part of our study. That is the responsibility of a royal priesthood. We can see that this is all about witnessing. This is all about service. At least there are five different areas we need to serve. Number one, family. Family. Home, sweet home. Most comfortable place. There is no place like home. Home is the place where we exercise our love. Home is the place where we give humanly possible care. Home is the place where we exercise our forgiveness. Home is the place where we exercise our patience. Best place ever we can imagine in the world. God's amazing plan to populate this earth, to glorify God. Home, most comfortable place. At home, if you know, if there is stain or dirt on your dress, it is okay at home. If you don't comb your hair at home, it is okay at home. For me, it is double okay. What I mean to say is, home is the best place you can imagine. But you want to hear something? This is the most difficult mission field. You know why? Listen to this carefully. Because they know you very well. This is the most difficult mission field. There you need to proclaim the excellencies of God. If you don't know me, ask my wife. She'll tell you exactly who I am. You may think that your children are little, they cannot understand anything. Let me tell you a secret. Don't tell anyone, okay? Their observation is the best observation. There you need to be a true Christian. There is no other way. There you need to proclaim the excellencies of God. How do you proclaim the excellencies of God? When I say proclaim the excellencies of God at home, you're not preaching there per se. Instead, you are leading by example. There is no other way. At home, when I say home, it is not only the immediate families, your wife and children, not only that, uncles, aunts, grandfather, grandmother, grandchildren. When they come together for whatever reasons, Thanksgiving or whatever, that is a perfect opportunity to reflect God's love, because not necessarily all of you know the Lord. That is a perfect opportunity. Proclaim the excellencies of God at home. I want to read one verse from Job chapter 1 verse 5. Then we read like this. Job, he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering for his children. We don't have to do burnt offering. How often he done that? He's saying that, then we read that he did continually. He never said that I'm tired, I'm sleepy. This is a really good model we can see here. This is a great responsibility, lifetime commitment. Let me tell you, especially young families, when your children are with you, you know, those are the golden moments. Don't miss it. Stay with them. Pray with them. Let them know that you're praying for them. Because they will leave you soon. For the college or wherever, they will leave you soon. You know, the challenges they're going to face, you couldn't even imagine that. How do you protect them? How long you will follow up with them? Let me tell you, the only solution, the word of God. Train up a child. Can you repeat? Can you continue that? Train up a child the way they should go, then they will not depart from it. This is the word of God. When they are with you, be with them. This morning we heard that we have a habit of forgetting things. Make sure to write journals. Write journals. Not only the goodness of God, write whenever the tough time also. Write it down. Write it down. Proclaim the excellencies of God. May God continue to help us be a responsible royal priest. I go. Let's continue. But to local church. Local church. God placed us in the local church in various capacities for a reason. Not everyone is preaching. Everyone is not doing the same functioning. God placed us in various capacities for a specific reason. Let's read one verse here. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Let me read that. Encourage one another. Build one another. Encourage one another. Build one another. I wanted to move forward with a small example. While we were in Dubai, my son, he was in second grade or third grade. And he attended for a solo competition in Sunday school. And he came back home and said that, Dad, I did a great job. I'll get the prize. I asked him, how do you know that? You know that teacher, my younger? That teacher, he pat on my shoulder. One touch. Big difference. If you can touch someone's life in the local assembly, that is a great ministry. Great ministry. Build them up. Encourage one another. If you look around in a local assembly, you will see someone intimidated or someone weak in some area. Reach out to them. That's their life. That's what God placed you in the local assembly. Let's move forward. Neighbors. Neighbors. One of the teachers of the law came to Jesus and asked a question. Of all the commandments, which is the most important one? One question, expect only one answer. One question, expect only one answer. But we can see that Jesus gave two answers. Then we can see Mark chapter 12, verse 28, of all the commandments, which is the most important answer? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. There is no commandment greater than this. When we come to Romans chapter 13, verse 6 and 9, also we can see the same thing. All the commandments summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you will not allow them to go to hell. You will share the love of God. Nothing will speak as loud as love. You know, hope you remember last Thanksgiving home dedication meeting for Prabhudas and Sister Lily. I've been there, so it's a new community. It is a new neighborhood. Some buildings are coming up. I was looking around. I don't know. I am assuming that it's a pretty big neighborhood. One light kept in the middle of that. What is that for? To show forth the love of God. God placed us in various communities, various neighborhoods for a specific reason. Romans chapter 15, verse 2. Let each of us please his neighbor. For his good, to build him with him up. Let's move forward. Number four, workplace. Workplace. Our work is not something we can separate from our spiritual life. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. Then we read that our earthly masters obey in everything to our earthly masters. Not by us people pleasers, but with sincerity of our heart. Whatever you do, work sincerely. Sometimes we may feel that they don't deserve it. Maybe, for certain extent, that may be true. But it is our responsibility as a child of God, as a royal priest, whatever you do, work sincerely because we fear God. We fear God. The Lord will give you the reward. Sometimes at workplace, we may have to face difficult situations, some difficult challenges. How do we handle it? When it comes, remember the last word you will hear. You're serving the Lord by doing your work. You're serving the Lord by doing your work. That is the place where we are supposed to reflect God's love so that others will say, oh, there is something different in him. There is something different in her. Because it's our responsibility to show forth love of God. Number five, lost world. We have got responsibility towards the lost world. Ever since I joined with the ELBC, I was looking around for ministry opportunities. And I can see many ministry opportunities here. I was praying for something to get a clear path on that. Then I noticed that Brother Lakshman and Brother Robin, they're going out with clients. I will not recommend everyone to join that because that's not easy all the time. There are challenging situations also. But as my understanding, my conviction is that it's my responsibility to go out to the lost world. I don't know the result behind that. I don't count on the result. It's not my job to count on that. But at the same time, it's my responsibility to reach out to the world. So I decided to join with them. I'm pretty sure that that is a great blessing. Let's read Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Then we read that. You are the salt of the earth. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. We know that Jesus, talking to the Jewish community, his own people, God blessed them with many blessings. What was that for? Witness and testimony to the nations around them. That was the purpose. But they kept it for themselves. They kept it. The saltiness, that became useless. It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Now, that responsibility is given to us. You are the salt of the earth. You know that salt used as a preservative. It is a good seasoning. I like it in my food. That will make me thirsty. You should be the salt of the earth, meaning the seasoning that causes men and women to thirst for God. That is a great responsibility God gives. Number two, you are the light of the world. You know that one of the I am statement of the Lord, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Later we can see that you are the light of the world. Why? It is because we live in this dark world. Romans chapter 13 verse 12, there we read that the night is nearly over. The day is almost here. The day is almost here. The coming of the Lord is imminent. The day is almost here. But right now, We live in this dark world. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. We live in this dark world. It is our responsibility to reach out to the dark world with the light of gospel. We know that in a dark room, even if it is full of dark, a small light will make a big difference. It makes a big difference. When we reach out to the lost world with the light of gospel, many may come to the saving knowledge of God. Let it shine. Let it shine until the coming of the Lord. May God help us all. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? We have gone through many responsibilities as a holy priest, as a royal priest. May God help us in the days to come to follow that diligently. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Gracious God, our heavenly loving Father, eternal God, we thank you and we praise you for this blessed opportunity that has given us to come together to study from thy word. Every good things are coming from above, the Father of lights. Every blessing we enjoy, it is because of your Son. And we thank you for that. We thank you. Thank you for your salvation. And along with that, you have given us great responsibilities. Great responsibility. Thank you for the reminder. Father, we pray that as we continue our sojourn, help us to do this diligently, faithfully, for your glory. Thank you for this time together to study from thy word. As we depart from here, we pray that your continued grace and mercy may be upon us. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus Christ's precious name.